Okay, today is Wednesday, August 29th, 1984, and we're in Huseley, Alaska with Fred and Edith Beifelt at their home. This is the Yukon Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project, tape number 7, and with me today is also Eliza Jones, and I'm Wendy Irondale. And perhaps maybe we can start with some of the material that was lost from tape 1 with Fred. Fred, can you maybe tell us a little bit about who your parents and your grandparents were?
My great-grandfather? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't see my grandfather until before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't see them. They're from all from Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
There was 4 boys, I guess, and 1 girl, I guess. They all got grandkids up there. Billy Brockman, he's got grandkids. And Nat. And Leon. I don't know, that's all the name I know, Leon.
Mm-hmm.
Susie's dad, Susie William of Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
She's the same age as me, Susie. I'm 1 month older than her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that I know about that. Well, last thing I don't want to say what I said before, but you know, I can't remember good luck before.
Yeah. See, what happened is that part of that tape, what you talk about before, it got erased. That's why she wanted you to tell that first part of the story again.
Oh.
You know, which you already told her.
So it's okay to do it again. In fact, we need it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you know about my grandma?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, my grandma, she raised me. My mother got married and she told me to help grandma, so grandma had nobody to help her, so I helped her all the way to she died.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things you remember about your grandma?
She had nowhere to help her, so she had to work here. And she had 3 of us, Liza, Sophie, and me.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to work here.
What was her name?
Madeline.
Mm-hmm. So. There were no last name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long ago there. Don't know last name.
Do you know what your grandfather's name was?
That's what. I forgot to ask Bessie.
I forgot to ask Bessie again. You told me that last spring too, wasn't it? That's all I know. Now Bessie.
We went over in the springtime. Over to Shunnak.
Mm-hmm.
And this Bessie and this other old woman, they were talking with each other, and they said
Hadazila.
Yeah.
Oh, <that's>... Yeah,
Hadazila.
Can you all the names, I forget, I'm forgetting everything now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I put my hat down there someplace, I'd be looking all over the house for it. This is the way it goes, I guess.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you talked about before that I remember a little bit about was what happened to your mother. You know, who your mother was and what happened to her.
And the grandmother was the oldest in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was oldest in the family.
She had a heart attack, yeah?
Yeah. That's really nobody. She must have had a heart attack.
Must be. Nobody knows.
Because she was
attack.
Right down on the steps, you know, upstairs. She was down right down there on the floor, down, mm-hmm. downstairs. So she must have heart attack. Mm-hmm. She was Sydney and Jimmy, they were too small, they wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know about what year that might have been?
Sydney told me 3 or 4 years ago what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember it now.
Marion was the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She breast baby that time. Marion was the baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know when your mother was married to your father?
I don't remember. I know my stepfather was living with my mom, so
uh-huh.
I know.
Uh-huh.
And that year, that it showed up on September 20th. I heard of it, but I never seen it. Mm-hmm. I guess I seen it, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
September 20th showed up.
That was the day they were married?
No.
No?
No, before that.
Oh, it froze up that year?
Well, the river froze up.
Okay.
That's the earliest it was doing in history.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. First, we used to be those little tugboats used to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They all, one got frozen in Yukon, one in Arctic City. And the rush hour was small boats you used to have, or side wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, you know.
Sure.
So that's the earliest time you start remembering, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the earliest, yeah. Mm-hmm. All the boats were running around, they're all frozen in the show.
Wow. And we ought to put your real father's name on the tape also.
Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother's name was
Annie,
right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you when your father died?
Oh, a year and a half old, or so. Mm-hmm.
And Annie's name was Nakapa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's name, yeah.
She's a good member.
Don't forget.
Me, I can't take one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, Nakapa. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to put on the tape? I think we had a little bit on the tape before about how your father died.
They put up the store, to the trading post. They got an argument over it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Where was that trading post?
I don't know, down here someplace, up here, around somewhere on Matahusha someplace.
Uh-huh.
Because they had a house right in Mount Dockley.
Uh-huh.
My parents had. That's where my father went down, I guess. They got in an argument, I guess. I guess it's his fault, I don't know why he done it.
Mm-hmm.
Sid Arndt is still there, where the camp was.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's the old that
half
Sid Arndt.
Cave.
Oh, really?
Right in the point of where,
uh-huh.
where the doctor come out.
Uh-huh.
Sticking right out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
I tried to pull it out, but I couldn't pull it off.
First thing we landed there, I don't know why he landed there, because he knew that place again.
Yeah, uh-huh. My grandma told me that's where they had a house.
Yeah,
and there's a trail in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked there and looking down, there's a hot water cast the iron kettle there. Mm-hmm. The handle on there, nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this. Oh, put it down, don't pick up junk. So I put it back down. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay with it after that. Uh-huh. It's not too far away from the bank, too. How many years after that we landed there, we look all over it, it's gone. Uh-huh. So it must have came. Uh-huh. All it needs is a cover.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no rust on it, nothing.
Wow.
That used to be his mom. I would have still got it.
Fred, you said they had a store. Who else was there with your father?
Liza, that's his father.
Father, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was his name?
Reagan. Reagan.
Do you know what his first name was?
No.
I think, is it Ned?
Ned or Ned?
Something
like
that.
Ned Reagan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Steve, that's a city. Must be related to my grandpa.
Yes, right.
It could be too.
So it was Reagan that killed your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Do you know how he did it? Did he shoot him or?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the store?
My father was out there, I guess. He was, trying to break in, I guess, or something. I don't know. He was out there.
Uh-huh.
Dead, yeah.
So what did your mother do then?
They took my mother down to Nome for trial.
Uh-huh.
They kept him down there for about, I don't know, 6 months, I guess.
They pick her up in the fall time, sounds like, because that's what Molly used to say.
In fall time?
Yeah.
And next year, she came back in the spring.
Oh, that's the way.
Yeah, she walked from Nome all the way to Silvic.
My goodness, how did she do that?
Probably walking.
Mm-hmm. Walk all the way.
Yeah, I've heard bits and pieces of
it. From there, she walked. She must came up with somebody by boat to Sungrak.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, she walked right over.
So she walked over the divide from there?
From Sungrak, yes. It's just
not too far.
Yeah. Not too far. Mm-hmm.
What happened to you while she was in Nome?
I must stay with my grandmother. Girl.
She's supposed to go too. It's grandma, but it was too cold for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't want to travel with the kids in the boat, that's what Molly said. Mm. Yeah. Molly John.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Grandma Molly John.
Uh-huh. She was married to Fritz's uncle.
Uh-huh.
My mom?
No,
I guess so, must be. But after I know my mom was in there
for
6 months, I guess. We haven't tried.
And Usni?
I don't know. He didn't stay in jail. I don't know. It must be my father's fault, I guess. Must be.
Oh, he was
going to
break into the store.
I guess so, must be.
So Reagan was let go free?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let go free.
Uh-huh. Then what did your mother do? I know at one point she married old man Huntington, but what did that happen right away or?
No. She stayed single for a while.
Uh-huh.
Because she had a boy while she was single.
Oh, yeah.
She gave that one away.
I had one brother younger than me, but she died.
And then after that, married Huntington.
Uh-huh.
And the Sydney, I mean, Elsie is the oldest one in the family, huh?
Next
to Fred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elsie is the oldest one, yeah.
So she only had one child you with Victor Beifeld?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know?
No, Edith too. Edith is the oldest.
My sister was old.
Okay, so you have an older sister.
Mm-hmm. My sister was older than me.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was you and Edith and there was another one too, or just
mm-hmm.
one?
Yeah.
That one died,
yeah. She was younger than me.
So there were three children that she had with Beifeld?
No, two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had one after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had one after, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one that she had but before she married Huntington, do you know what that one's name was?
You know that's the one that who adopted that boy?
You're fiddling.
Uh-huh.
Ludi.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Ludi adopted
him. You remember
Ludi,
him?
Ludi, Ludi Hope?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The last one.
And she adopted that boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
But he was big, but well, bigger than me. I don't know what happened.
Mm.
It was pneumonia or something like that.
Do you remember his name?
No, I don't remember his name too. Mm.
So then your mom married old man Huntington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened to you then? Were you... Did you stay with them, or did you go with your grandma at that point?
I stayed with them for quite a while, but my stepfather was a little too bossy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So Mama told me to stay with Grandma.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you went to stay with your grandma?
Well, I grew up by myself. I must have been about 13 or 14 years old, I guess.
Yeah,
I grew up by myself, I know.
Yeah. Tell the story about, I remember now you're telling the story about you going to your grandma's. Can you tell that one again about how that happened?
Oh, that's in the spring.
Uh-huh.
At Hughes. Taking my little group and one twine. There used to be twine, round ball to make fishnet.
Uh-huh.
My stepfather gave me that twine, and Mama committed this cup.
Uh-huh.
There was an old boat there. So I went down the river with this boat. Mom told me to go out and buy a slough.
Mm-hmm.
So I was drifting along. I was not paddling. Pretty soon I seen a camp way down the slough. So there was stayed with my grandmother.
That's at
Nishnevut, Aden? Down the slough. Tarvetkaha, a little above where Indian River comes out to the slough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's some slough in there. Here, uh-huh. A lot of sloughs where they put out nets in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they stay around there for a while too. Get some fishes.
Did you have anything else with you? Did you have clothes or a gun or anything else?
No, I had no gun. I might have had an axe or mustard. I had no gun. I just committed a little grub and just one ball of twine.
Uh-huh.
And I used just twine to my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
She must.
Is that a... Is it called rowboat or canoe?
I think it's boat. Some kind of old boat. It's not a kind of boat.
Oh.
Some kind of old boat.
His mother really missed him, Liza said, and
uh-huh.
Big Sophie. And she was cutting fish down there.
Uh-huh.
On the beach, and she had tin in there for lunch.
Uh-huh.
She stayed in there 2 days, Big Sophie said.
Oh, she was mad, huh?
Yeah, he was mad at his husband. Because
uh-huh.
He missed his boy.
Mm-hmm.
Only help she got too.
Mm-hmm.
2 days she stayed down there, and finally And Jim Hunton went down there, and that we go back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you see your mother very much after that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I stayed with my grandma all the way through, yeah.
Well, I think that should cover most of what we probably lost on the tape before.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's only one other question I have about that early part that I don't know whether we covered it before, but do you remember any of your other older relatives, your aunts or your uncles or relatives of your grandparents that were still around or whose names you might have known when you were young?
The Hogger Johnny?
Yeah, people like that.
He was next to my mother, Hogger Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't be she, huh?
No.
But she was younger?
She said there was, let's see, there was Anna, there was Johnny, and then she said there was somebody else. Ellen?
No, Laura, but.
Oh, that was her name?
Ellen, oh. Yeah.
Mm. And then Bessie?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And then my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Your daddy was the youngest one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we've got your parents and we've got your grandparents.
There's Frank too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's right. There's Frank too. How
did he fit in?
Frank was one of their Auntie Bessie and his brother.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a teenager and. He went hunting in the spring and he never came home.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know some people think something happened to him. I mean, you know, he might have met with the close people or something.
Ooh. Hmm.
He didn't come home in the spring. He was a teenager. Or he was a grown up anyway.
Oh. Yeah, he was grown up. He was a man.
Was he older than Grandma Bessie?
Probably.
I think he was because the Auntie Liza said she was a little girl and she remembered following her mom around and her mom was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because his Frank never come home.
Oh, I
his
see.
His name was Frank.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And Bessie's what?
No, he's that?
He's Frank? Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I know him. Mm-hmm. I just barely know him though.
Yeah.
He and
Bessie used to really help his mom, that one.
Mm.
Yeah, took care of his mom. And his mom really missed him when he's gone.
Mm.
Yeah.
One of the things I was wondering about, you know, when we were talking before, you were saying that when you were growing up in Hughes, there weren't very many other kids around.
No, not many kids in Hughes. Just me and George Astra, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You mentioned that Chief John had a couple of
boys. Yeah, he had a couple of boys with.
Do you remember what their names were?
One is Louie.
Uh-huh.
And one is Jonathan. I don't know. They didn't work. Lazy, I guess.
Were they older or younger than you?
Oh, they were older than me.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were put in the same age. Cause
uh-huh.
I know we used to play. But he went out by himself trying to trap, I guess, or something, and turned cold. Windy down the flats is all open down there. And he got caught in the wind and he froze his lungs.
Which one was this?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Louis, he just got paralyzed. in the lakes.
Hmm.
With me and Ambrose, we took them down to Kaifuk.
Nevada?
We took them to Kaifuk.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid somebody from Kaifuk down to Nevada.
Mm-hmm. By boat?
No, in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Too much water. We had to come back right away. Mm-hmm. With dogs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Late in the spring.
Late in the spring. Mm-hmm. Just my, we were just bearing me back.
Was this to go to the hospital at Nulato?
They have some kind of a hospital there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be Levine's brother, huh?
Didn't he?
He didn't. But I don't know.
No.
I thought Levine is good.
He got the wrong idea.
Oh.
That's Chief John, but not her.
Oh, I see. That's what I think all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's Chief John's kids.
Mm-hmm. Did he have, like, polio, or was it an accident that caused the paralysis?
I wouldn't know.
So you don't did your part, don't you?
Huh? He died down there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't live very long after they said. They must bury him down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did Chief John have any other kids?
Oh, he had two girls. I don't. That's the problem. That's her name. That's Alice.
Uh-huh.
Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the daughter's son, Ambrose. Just one oldest girl. He's not the oldest, he's next to Louis. Yeah, he had one kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where Alice Ambrose
was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Alice was telling me that her kids are the only descendants of
Chief John. Uh-huh.
Because all his other kids died.
So she was originally married to Louis, is that it?
No. She was married to Arthur Ambrose. Arthur
uh-huh.
Ambrose. And his dad was one of the... That's... Who was Arthur's dad?
Arthur Button.
Arthur?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
The Arthur, you know. Oh,
well, Ambrose.
Ambrose, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that was... Chief John.
Uh-huh. That girl, yeah.
Oh.
That girl.
Okay.
Chief John was not.
Chief John's daughter was.
Mm-hmm. So Louis and this girl and Jonathan.
Okay.
Louis and this girl and Jonathan and another girl.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
So Chief John's daughter.
I couldn't think of her name. No.
Her son was Arthur Ambrose. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur was Alice's husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's real interesting because I don't think we have a whole lot about Chief John anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously he was somebody who people thought something of, or he wouldn't have been chief. And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of good to have some information about him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you said there weren't very many Native families living in Hughes then. Who else was living there besides you and your grandma and Chief John?
Woman Atta and his wife. And Chief John and his wife. And Sammy and my auntie.
Mm-hmm. Were they married at that point?
Yeah, they were married.
Do you remember what year they got married?
Yeah, I went out to them this fall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the first year they started living together, I went out with them.
Uh-huh.
Sammy went out to Trap Martin over towards Hog River.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's how I went out with them. That's the first time I was out. language.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that the time you drive beaver?
Hmm?
Is that the time you drive beaver?
No, beaver that's way after. That.
Way after.
Uh-huh. The story you were telling about wrapping the beaver in the park. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was down by Malozzi, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. Right, Malozzi, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to see that country again.
That was a good story, and it came out real well in the transcript, too.
Yeah, I sure would like to see Malozzi again.
One of the things that would be neat to do if we get a little time is I should get out the maps and look at that Malozzi area and get you to show me, you know, the areas where you guys hunted down in there, especially, you know, we were talking about the caribou hunting before.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really nice to get some of that, you know, on the map.
Some part we seen when we flew over.
Well,
this spring?
Mm-hmm.
We hunted all the way through all of Malozzi,
mm-hmm.
upper part of Malozzi too, with the young old man, Edmund Simon, who hunted beaver upper part of Malozzi too, one spring. I mean, Sammy, George Butler, we hunted down the lower part one spring too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one place we used to be our beaver long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And moose. And caribou. There was no caribou around here, no moose around here, nothing.
I remember you saying that people had to go out into that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like from town out. They come over to Malozzi. From Kaikou, they go over to Malozzi. That's one place they were game.
You mentioned a man named George. Can you say his last name for me?
George,
was it Butler?
Yeah, George Butler,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't real sure from before what his last name was, and I wanted to make sure I had it clear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that someone at the door?
Mm-hmm. Like Big Charlie and all those people, they all died off. Big Charlie, all died off with TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who is Big Charlie now?
But George Butler's brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all died off of TV.
So, wait a minute. Let me get this straight now. Mm-hmm. George Butler.
Mm-hmm. And Big Charlie.
Big Charlie were brothers. And Big Charlie married whom?
I couldn't take over right away.
You said somebody cooked?
Yeah, that...
Girl, cook
used to read it too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, isn't Flora the one that was married to Richard at one point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So the Butlers are all tied in with the cooks somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How
did you
get
his
death
cook's
dad?
Tom Cook?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
So Tom Cook and the Butlers are somehow related then, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was Butler Indian or white, or was
he born? Indian.
Indian, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indian.
Was he from around here?
Yeah, from around here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was George's wife? George Butler's wife.
Oh, he was married to Atla. He's my grandfather too.
Oh, okay.
Atla, yeah. He was married to their daughter, George Atla, old George Atla's sister.
Okay.
But he was married to.
Do you remember what her name was?
I couldn't say that.
So, but it was one of George Senior's sisters.
My real sister, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's really interesting.
I couldn't think of his name.
Well, I've been taping this because I didn't want to lose the,
yeah,
the business about what, you know, who was related to who.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Talking about Old Man Atla, did his wife was named.
Hmm?
Was his
Julia.
Wife Julia?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember if it was Julia or Annie. Old Man Atla's wife.
Julia, I think.
Julia, okay.
I think it was Julia, huh? Atla's wife.
True. I know her native name. Special. No, just Lucy. I couldn't think of this.
Uh-huh.
Just took it to
I wouldn't know. I know her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What was Old Man Atla's native name?
Probably Catherine Stephen, no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember
how many kids they had?
They had only... They had three when they ever started known, but
mm-hmm.
one of them died. And this George Butler's wife, he lived for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he died too, so...
George Butler died, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, his wife died
his
first.
His wife died first.
Yeah,
okay.
And after that, George Butler died.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember about when George Butler died?
He must have been in the 30s, somewhere in the 30s.
So you were a grown man with the family when he died?
Yeah, oh yeah. I used to call him. He taught me how to hunt. He taught me how to hunt, too.
So Old Man Atla and his wife had George Sr.
Mm-hmm.
and George Butler's wife, and then you said there was a third child?
No, it was not a big boy. I just barely remember him.
Uh-huh.
They took him to Tana. They had a little clinic over Tana.
Uh-huh.
They took him over there, but it was too late. Couldn't do nothing.
Uh-huh. Did he have TB or something else?
I wouldn't know. Must have been TB because all the people, almost about 90% of the people died with TB. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All died with TB. And the funny thing, no TB in our family.
Mm-hmm. You were lucky.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember Richard Durendorf saying that it kind of seemed to run in families.
Yeah.
You know, like when he was talking about his first wife's family, you know, the Cook family,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, there were several people in that family that
mm-hmm.
died of TB.
They all died of TB, yeah, all of them. They had a lot of kids, that woman.
I wouldn't know. I know her good too.
Flora.
Flora is that's her daughter, but that's
her daughter.
Mom.
Uh-huh.
That's Sally Pilot's mom.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know her good, but I don't know her name.
Tom Cook's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He used to be Big Charlie's wife first.
Uh-huh.
But Big Charlie died in
To us, yeah, that woman.
So Big Charlie's wife was related to your family, Edith?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
On our grandma and grandpa's side, I guess.
Which
grandma's side.
Which side would that be, your mother's side or your father's side?
Probably my grandma. Grandma Lucy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because... I know that woman was related to Olin, so
uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see the connection, right? Because I'm trying to remember Christine and Julia Cook and
Christine, she's from down Yukon.
No, I mean Frances Owen and Julia Cook
Julia Cook, yeah.
Johnny Cook?
Julia. They're all, I think they're all related somehow, and I'm trying to remember exactly how. I'll have to go back and look at my list, probably. But I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that may be how it fits in.
Edward.
Edward was the youngest one she had.
That's the youngest one.
Mm-hmm.
Edward was Julia's youngest son?
Yeah.
Sooner or later, we'll get all of it pieced together, so...
this time, you got to get to use or kayak hooked and you...
Yeah.
Then you, after a while, you get all straightened out. Yeah, takes time.
But I have it in Fairbanks.
Yeah. I don't know my father's mom's name. I heard about her.
You know what, Grandma, is the two annualization in that record? It's a Joel Clay on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So her Brahma's name was Joel Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brahma's mom's name is this place. Dog and Nasta. Yeah. Dog and Nasta, I think it's Brahma's mom's name.
Dog and Nasta.
Uh huh. And then her mom's name was Joel Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's daddy's name, huh? Daddy's, my father's name.
So your dad's mom would be, that's her name, yeah.
Justin?
That's not, Hadog and Nesta.
Hadog and Nesta.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Mm.
But I have it written down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'd like to know, and that's my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way I can get it.
And what Rama say is that, and his dad's name was Sikadal.
Oh, Sikadal.
See, Rama say that, let's see, Wilson, Carson, and there's another one, Anik?
Mm-hmm.
Anik, yeah.
Yeah, they have different dads.
Mm.
Sigadal was their dad.
Mm.
And then Grandma's dad was
Yitzhak. Mm-hmm. Yitzhak, yeah. Uh-huh. I heard that name. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Arne, that was one of the questions I had, in fact, on here. Do you know how that was spelled?
I know how to spell it.
Okay.
That's what counts.
Because
that's one of the questions I'd written down.
They used to call him Arnik or Anik.
Because
I hear it both ways.
Arnik.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.